Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Where has our...
Real quick apology. I did it again. I didn't stay petty throughout the whole pettycast. I apologize.
Yeah,
multiple
that was...
people pointing that out.
No, it's... Yeah, you got lost in the moment of defending Belichick, which you constantly do. It's very annoying off the air. Seth is always defending Bill Belichick. No, you got to stay petty during the pettycast.
Belichick is on a podcast with Michael Lombardi right now. Michael Lombardi, who blocked me on X, and
what?
I think he blocked me. I don't know. I was going through every now and then. I go through who I've blocked, and just in case. Sometimes, man, I get a hair trigger on game days. Some days I'm just like, somebody says something that just like mildly annoys me, and I'm like, screw this guy, and I block him.
Yeah.
So I go back through and be like, oh, wait a second, why did I make this decision? And I realize that. I blocked Michael Lombardi, but I think it's because I realized that he had blocked me at some point.
Okay.
So I don't know why.
Wow. Okay. I mean, you used to have him on your old Deceptively Fast podcast back in the day.
Yeah, something went, you know, when he put out the report that the Texans might fire Nick Caserio. Or however he had framed it a couple years ago.
Yeah, was it fire? Or were we talking about Caserio maybe leaving and going back to
England? End up back in New England, whatever it was. Yeah. I think I kind of had a hot... It bothered me the way that all went down, and I think he probably saw what I had tweeted out. And then,
okay.
So I get it. I get it if he blocked me. But I counter-blocked him just in case he ever...
No, that's a good job by
in case
you.
He ever wants to come back and follow me. It'll be sitting there waiting there. Yeah.
That's right. Where has our faith been shaken with the Houston Texans three games in? Now granted, they're 2-1. You know, there's a lot of teams around the league that would be that are envious of the position the Texans are in. 2-1, and you got Jacksonville coming to town this weekend, so they should be 3-1 when next Monday rolls around. Where has your faith been most shaken in the Houston Texans, Seth?
I guess
first three games.
Okay, if we're talking about this is a faith-based exercise. This is tough. I have the least faith in the offensive line right now. So I guess but I didn't really trust them that much. I was excited about them after the first game. Then it turns out the Colts just suck.
Yeah.
But I was encouraged by the performance by the offensive lineman in the first game. But I would say, I think I went from agnostic to atheist on this one.
That's
agnostic about the offensive line, but now I'm just flat. I'm full-blown atheist.
Right.
If they put in a bad performance versus the Jaguars, I'll be a damn Satanist, man. what the hell, offensive line? And some people will point out, as Ross Tucker did earlier, that, hey, that Vikings defense has made every offensive line look bad. The 49ers didn't seem to have any answers for that Vikings defense. The 49ers did run the ball. They were able to move the ball versus the Vikings defense. The Texans offensive line looked pathetic, paltry, putrid, any P word you want to use, piss poor, all of those things. They were really bad in run blocking, and just Laremy Tunsil having 5 penalties in that game. I am a downright atheist about the Texans offensive line.
Atheist,
right now.
So your faith has been shaken to atheism,
yes,
when it comes to the offensive line. Where's your faith with CJ Stroud right now?
I'm speaking in tongues. I'm a snake handler. I'm flat out.
You're still devout. You're a devout.
Yeah, I am
CJ
devout.
Stroud.
I am like almost to the lunatic fringe on it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm good with CJ. It's a slow start. They're trying to figure out exactly how to handle all these things. CJ bears responsibility for the run game as well. It's one of the challenges of a young quarterback is becoming more incorporated into the run game. He needs to be a taskmaster himself in some regards. I think Joe Mixon hopefully coming back will fix a little bit of that. But as far as CJ long term and overall, yeah, I'm a faith healer.
You're seriously devout with CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
DeMeco's been catching some over the last couple days from people wanting DeMeco to hold the offensive line more accountable, specifically Laremy Tunsil.
I burned them at the stake for I challenge them to a witch dunking, and then I'll burn them at the stake.
The people questioning DeMeco
for questioning the power and authority of the church on this one.
Okay.
Yes,
I like it.
I have consummate faith in DeMeco in this regard, and I do think that one of his challenges right now is that D'Amico 100% believes the church doctrine in his culture and everything that he preaches, but he's got this one member of his flock in Laramie Tunsil who, I don't know, maybe he donates the most money to the church. He's the coffers are full because of Laramie Tunsil.
He does.
And D'Amico's kind of stuck in this position where, like, all right, well, how do I handle the richest member of the congregation who's also just the least worthy?
Yeah. And D'Amico sees him on a daily basis, and he sees that he's not a bad person. He's worth saving, you know? Like, this
but Laramie he doesn't want to be saved.
Yeah.
But as far as my faith in D'Amico, I think it's just this is one of these the challenges that a young coach is going to have is you go through some blips like last week's game.
I got to tell you, I didn't see a witch dunking coming in this segment, but here we are. Yeah,
dunking. I'll put them on the wheel and see if they.
Where are you on your former position, the defensive line right now?
Defensive line, I feel good about. I think they just need to. They haven't finished their studying for their confirmation yet.
Okay.
What do you Catholics do when you get confirmed? Don't you have to go to don't you have to get ready for your confirmation somehow? You got to learn a bunch of stuff.
It takes a really long time, man. I know that. I remember that. It takes a really long time. Yeah.
What do they do before a bar mitzvah? Don't you got to do a bunch of studying for you got to study the Torah and all that.
Yeah.
They're right there. They're right there. They're about ready for confirmation.
Okay.
But there's not quite. They gotta nail a couple of things before you can completely confirm them.
Yeah.
The one play, the touchdown throw to Jamar Jefferson, where I know people were upset that Eric Murray was covering Jamar Jefferson on that play. Did I call him Jamar? Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson. That Sam Darnold threw that ball 6.2 seconds after the snap.
That's a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, because the defensive line didn't contain Sam Darnold. It was one of my worries. It was one of my worries about that game was that there's a tendency to look at a guy like Sam Darnold, and I don't know why. Can't imagine the reason for it, but you underestimate his mobility. And there he goes, breaks out of the pocket, extends it, and throws a touchdown because you can't expect anybody to cover Justin Jefferson for 6.1 seconds.
Are you worried about that this weekend with Trevor Lawrence at all?
No. Yeah. No, I'm not. Okay. I think it'll be a good day for the defensive line.
Okay.
And I think, honestly, D'Amico, the numbers on Justin Jefferson's numbers when somebody challenged him near the line of scrimmage compared to when he didn't, when he had cushion versus when he didn't, was pretty glaring in that game.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised they were as careful with I don't want to say careful because it's almost like conceding that he's going to get a bunch of stuff underneath if you play Justin Jefferson with a big cushion. But I think they're good enough to be more aggressive than that.
Yeah, I agree with that. These are interesting texts we're getting. D'Amico seems very buddy-buddy with the players, less authoritarian. I'm guessing they see a different D'Amico than we do, like out of practice.
I think D'Amico is the perfect balance between, like, hey, you don't have to be an a-hole to be a tough coach.
Right.
But you gotta hold guys accountable, and you gotta be very, very attentive to detail. And you have to be a taskmaster. You hear the stories from players like Aziz Alshire was saying when he was a young player, he used to butt heads with D'Amico all the time because D'Amico is just so demanding in terms of his expectations.
It's a good example.
I've told you before, Sean, too. Usually the genuinely toughest coaches to play for in my career, there was almost zero correlation to their personality. I had some tough coaches who never raised their voice a single time, but they were so demanding in terms of their expectations and how hard they coached you on the finer aspects that it was brutal playing for them.
It felt,
I had other coaches that would MF you up and down who were horrible coaches because they were sloppy in their attention to detail themselves. So I don't worry about D'Amico's personality or how friendly he is with the players. I know that he holds them to a high standard.
Yep.
And it's just, I think he tries to handle guys on a case-by-case basis. Some guys respond to tough love. Other guys need to be coddled a little bit more, and you got to figure out who responds to what.
I agree. Most faith shaken about, this is a text message, my faith has been most shaken about the secondary out of position too much, and something isn't clicking with CJ. I'm not worried about CJ Stroud. Not yet. Three games in, I'm not worried about C.J. Stroud. Now, I am worried that the offensive line might get him killed in a game this year. That part I'm worried. I'm worried for C.J. Stroud. I'm not worried about C.J. individual. In a vacuum, I'm not worried about him as a player. Secondary out of position too much. Where's your has your faith been shaken on the secondary?
I think some of that comes down to the play calling again. I think that they could have been more aggressive than they were in that game. And I think, look, when you're playing zone versus Justin Jefferson and the quarterback has time to throw, he's going to find openings. He's going to find spots. And the egregiously out of position stuff wasn't as bad in the second two games as it was in game one. So I'm not overly concerned about that. If anything, I think D'Amico can trust his secondary perhaps more than he did on Sunday. That game also got a little out of whack just because of the game flow of everything.
Yeah.
And the offense just continually shooting themselves in their own foot, that it put extra stress on the defense.
Many people pointing out this segment had a distinct Pope Zaza feel to it, that this wasn't Seth Payne necessarily doing this segment, but it was the venerable Pope Zaza doing this segment.
Pope Zaza would have been more, I should have either condemned people.
I think Pope Zaza would have been doing a lot more chastising, I think.
We've never really built up the Pope Zaza personality the way we probably should have. We had a good idea a while back. Part of it is that it was inspired by Laramie Tunsil's council, St. Omni. So we decided, okay, I need to come up with a name that's based on a religious position and a luxury hotel. And we came up with Pope Zaza.
Pope Zaza.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Payne and Pope and Pendergast with you here on a Tuesday.
I'll get is one of those robes or something. We'll have to do a segment where I'm Pope Zaza and I rule on things.
You need the hat, too.
I don't want to offend anybody's, religious faith or anything on too much level. So we'll try to do a hodgepodge from different religions.
All right.
I want one of those Russian Orthodox hats.
Yeah, something like that, I think.
I'm guessing we have very few Russian Orthodox listeners.
No, but if you go to Amazon and put in Russian Orthodox hat, I guarantee you can have one at your house by 2 o'clock today.
Pretty quickly, yeah.
All right. The Astros are trying to clinch a division. That is not the most important thing going on with the Houston Astros. This is. We will tell you what that is coming up next.